Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of January, recording at 7:16 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights here today. Asia, well, we had a bit further gain in Japan. Most of the rest of Asia is closed because of the Chinese New Year still. And although India was open and trading and was quietly firm, and so was Thailand. But the thing that interested me most about Japan is that first it's held the sharp gains that it had seen a few days ago, but also the bank's indicator is on new high ground, and I do regard that as very important. So I think it would probably take a another global stock market fright to shake out the Nikkei index once again. Now, I don't think another global fright is all that far away, but I tend to run a little nervously in these fast-moving markets, anyways, you're probably well aware. Elsewhere, we're seeing in Europe sort of a mixed performance in here today, although more on the upside than downside. The UK FTSE index seeing a small reaction, largely because there's been some profit taking in those fast-running mining shares today, and Wall Street is off a little bit as I speak, but no more than a quarter of a percentage point on average. So what we can say here is that the global overall stock market rally is still intact, and at the risk of repeating myself, well, I'm not, it's not a risk, I'm repeating myself, and something I've said previously, the reaction lows that we saw roughly a couple of weeks ago, those are terribly, terribly important technically. And even though we're entering the 34th month of this rally, and there are very good reasons for believing that we will see a significant medium-term correction this year, that's my view at any rate, as you know, we don't need to worry about that as long as that last reaction low is holding for all of the major indices. Now, elsewhere, what are we seeing today? In terms of bonds, not much going on, just a little bit of steadying in here today. We need to stay alert, though, in terms of those government bond markets. Put it this way, if they rally, that buys a little bit more time for stock markets. If they fall, then we will know that a significant correction in global stock markets is just that much closer. Certainly, if they take out the lows, the reaction lows that we saw last year. Now, in currencies, dollar's a bit weaker in here today. We had seen a fairly reasonable, well, consecutive day rally, I should say, in the U.S. dollar. I think the dollar, as you know, is going to be ranging lower this year. Ranging lower, I don't expect any kind of rapid decline. I expect it to take a step down, then range around a little bit, spend far more time going sideways than anything else, and the interest rate differentials remain in its favor, of course, and that should help to prevent a rout in the US dollar anytime soon. But I do expect it to as I say, to work lower this year, go back and test that 80 level on the US dollar index. Precious metals today, some interesting performances here. We had silver surge upwards, got as high as 995. I let one quarter of my position go earlier today. That's covered in the comment of the day. Palladium, which I also hold, that has seen a bit of a catch-up move in here today. We'd seen platinum first, then silver, then gold touch new highs in recent days and extend some of those moves. So, well, palladium had been ranging, and so it's up $12 in here today. That enabled me to put in an in the money stop, which hopefully is not too tight to, in other words, hopefully won't take me out on a small downside reaction. But I'm running my precious metals positions fairly conservatively. I now have in the money stops on all of my precious metal positions, which include gold as well. Up again in here today, and I think this is a new high, 571.85. I put in comment of the day the HSBC Global, beg your pardon, it's the HSBC Gold report. It's a very interesting report. There's a lot of factual information there, which I think you might want to have a look at. But what strikes me overall, and what I did not say in my comment, is that everybody says they're bullish of gold, but warns that the current price is overextended and that it's vulnerable to a downside correction and we should wait for that to buy. Well, reading between the lines here, playing amateur psychologist, I think that may well be a personal statement by many of these people. In other words, I would like to buy gold lower, so I'm talking it down. We may well get that correction that they're all forecasting in gold, but I don't see it at the moment, and I'm happy to remain long, protected with my in the money stops. Now, elsewhere, natural gas had its first genuine upward dynamic yesterday. It's down a little bit in here today, but is certainly holding most of the gain. But Owen and I had a look at the weather report, and it wasn't all that encouraging looking a week ahead. So that may bounce around here for a while. But needless to say, yesterday's rally certainly did a world of good for the one dog in my trading and investment portfolio right now. And natural gas, say, does overall, that technical pattern does look to me like it is now bottoming out at a very, very depressed level. And being a supply and elasticity trade in a secular bull market, I think that there's probably quite limited downside risk relative to the upside potential. I have not increased my overall long position yet, and I've been threatening to do that, haven't I? And sort of wanting to do it, but I'd kind of prefer to see the weather reports beginning to change a little bit more in my favor. Also, there are lots of other situations around which I'm quite happy to hold as well. So I may pick up a little bit more natural gas, and I certainly feel better about the long positions that I have on this current trade. And other things to mention for you, well, crude oil's down a little bit in here today, down 40 cents, currently trading $67.95 on the NYME price. Crude's going to be important. I think it's only a matter of time before it breaks above the Katrina highs, and probably substantially above the Katrina highs. In other words, could easily go to $80 or more. I expect that, if not in the very short term, certainly over the next few months. I think it's quite likely that we will see that. And that will cause problems, I believe, for stock markets. And then lastly, what I will mention in here today is, of course, this is Alan Greenspan's retirement day. I wish him well on his retirement. And Alan Greenspan, I think, has served for about 18 and a half years. He got off to a shaky start because I think he was appointed in March of 87, and then in October of 87, of course, we had the stock market crash, and Greenspan, subsequent to that, has and again, you know what happened actually there following that crash. Short-term interest rates were pushed way down, money was flooded into the system, and quite right, rightly so. And subsequently, as long as you don't talk to the von Mises group economists, you can say, I think we can say that Greenspan's reign has really been characterized by at least 17 years of overall confidence, and not least in the United States. Now, with the new man taking over, expectations will be high, but that level of confidence will not be the same in the United States as it was during Greenspan's reign, nor will Bernanke have the same power that Greenspan had. So it will be interesting, let's put it that way. And I think that's a wrap, folks, so all the best.